With public schools in Massachusetts and elsewhere coming up on spring breaks, a national public health campaign is urging parents to use the time to talk to children about underage drinking and drug use. The campaign, called Talk, They Hear You, is designed to help parents answer tough questions children often ask about alcohol and drugs. In Massachusetts, the East Hampton Healthy Youth Coalition is part of the national campaign. Coalition coordinator Ruth Evers spoke with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill.
It's not actually a new campaign. It's been around for several years. Every year they tweak it a little bit, and this year's theme is encouraging parents to use spring break as a great time to talk to their kids about issues of concern like alcohol and drug use. Sometimes it's a more relaxed time. You might be in the car. Kids aren't doing homework as much, so there's opportunities to sort of engage in conversations and have time to kind of have them.
And does this campaign give you talking points? Describe it. How exactly is it designed to work?
Yes, there's a wonderful website, underagedrinking.samhsa.gov, that has a huge amount of resources, all kinds of tips and guidelines, video and PSAs and sheets that you can use to get some tips on how to have those conversations, how to start the conversations, what it is you want to convey to your young people. You know, we call it Talk, They Hear You, but in fact, it's about talk and listen. It's about building those relationships that can start from a very young age when you're really setting up those family dynamics where you're both showing love and setting limits. And that's really kind of the bottom line of what this is about. It's about how do we convey love and caring to our kids and at the same time make sure that they understand what our family expectations are around any number of risky behaviors, but we're talking about alcohol and drug use. And you want to be doing that from an early age and keep it going so that when they get into middle and high school and they are starting to face peer pressure and things like that, that they have some tools both at their disposal, but also you as a parent have some idea of how to handle that and how to set it up to keep your kids safe.
Does the message vary depending on the age of the child?
The message can vary depending on the age of the child in that, you know, when they're very young, what you're really focusing on is being a caring and loving presence in your child's life and establishing those opportunities for conversation and just keeping the lines of communication open so that when they get into middle and high school, even from about 10 years old and up, which often feels very young to parents, I can't talk to my kids about alcohol when they're 10 years old. But in fact, that's what our data shows us, is when kids start to become aware of it in their environment and become curious about it. So you don't want to wait until they're, you know, 16 in high school and already facing all kinds of issues. You want them to know very early on what your expectations are, what your hopes and dreams for them are, and give them opportunities to ask questions so that they can understand what's going on.
And the research, you say, has shown that children are receptive to this message.
Yes, that's the amazing thing. It's hard for parents to believe, but our data has consistently shown across the country that children and young and teens say that parents are the most important influence in their decision to use alcohol or drugs. So even when it feels like your teen is not listening, they've got the earbuds in, or they're, you know, not looking at you, or they're saying, yeah, whatever, I know, you need to trust as a parent that you can keep conveying that message, that you keep conveying the love and the concerns and the expectations, and that that is going in, and it really makes a difference in a young person's life. I've had many young people say to me, well, my mom's really strict, but I know it's because she really cares. So it's not just arbitrary, you know, rules. It's rules because we care and we love them and we want them to be safe.
I know the campaign, because I looked at the website, I know it offers advice on what parents should say when the child kind of turns the tables and says, well, you drink, so why is it wrong for me to?
So the most important thing to remember about that when a child says, well, you drank, why can't I, is that you want to explain to your young person that the teen brain is not the same as the adult brain, that a child's brain is still developing. And what you can do as an adult is going to have a very impact on your brain as an adult than it will on a young person. And there's a lot more risk involved for young people. If young people did not start using any drugs until they were in their 20s, the amount of addiction that we have in our country would go down drastically. Their brains are much more susceptible. So it's really critical that we convey that to young people so that they understand that there's a reason why legal drugs are for people 21 and over.
Has the legalization of marijuana in Massachusetts and all of the associated publicity surrounding that, the news media coverage, obviously, has that made the message to youth more difficult to convey?
It has made the message more difficult to convey because even though marijuana is legal for 21 and older, young people get the impression that it must be safe, it must be harmless, otherwise why would adults, you know, be using it? And again, we need to go back to the teen brain not being the same as the adult brain. It's also a good time to talk to young people about impaired driving because we've done such a good job about drinking and driving, and most young people really get, I mean, of course, we still have way too many tragedies, but most young people really get that they're not supposed to drink and drive. But we still hear from young people all the time now that, well, marijuana is different. I don't feel impaired if I've been using marijuana. And we know that statistically that's not true based on the amount of, you know, accidents we're seeing with involving marijuana. So we need to convey that and talk to our young people about that as well and the choices they make.
And finally, where can people go to get more information about this campaign?
So the underagedrinking.samhsa.gov is a website that has all of this information around the Talk They Hear You campaign and lots of guidelines and resources and tips and resources. There's also an app, which if you go to your, on your smartphone and you go to your app store and you look up Talk They Hear You, you can actually download the app through SAMHSA, and it's a wonderful opportunity to create cartoon avatars of a parent and a child having these conversations, and you actually watch the conversations happen and you can steer them and get a lot of ideas about how to talk to your own child.